listening to the radio just before coming on this show, and I heard discussions of a weakening economy. Certainly, we've seen the housing sector take tremendous blows in this fiscal quarter, both with the lowering of average median price housing for sale, a backlog of inventory. These are the leading indicators of something far worse to come. So what do you do about it? Well, first off, you get people in the federal government who understand that our federal deficit, which is absolutely out of control, is a harbinger of disaster and is not economically sustainable. You know, I don't pretend to be a PhD in economics. I'm not. I'm an old Navy guy. But let me tell you something. If I ever bounced a check, my wife of 20 years would cut me off at the knees. Unfortunately, this federal government is bouncing checks to the tune of $31,000 for every American living in this country today and every child born tomorrow. And that is simply not right. The orgy of unfunded federal spending that we are having to swallow in the form of earmarks and pork barrel policies is destroying us, and we are awash in a sea of red ink. Compound that with a trade policy that is so out of control that we have seen the largest trade deficits in the history of this country, and we're setting ourselves up for a true economic disaster. And unfortunately, while this is happening, rubber stamp Republican Congress, acting in the shadow of Tom DeLay and Mr. Hastert, is doing everything that this president wants done, and it needs to change, and it needs to change quickly.
Now, apropos of that, in terms of policy change, something that both of our senators have put on the table is the idea of rolling back the tax cuts of 2001 and 2003 that Mr. Bush enacted, most of which were skewed to have most of their impact upscale. They think just getting rid of them and going back to the tax laws of 2000 might be an idea at this point. Would you want to see that?
Let's not forget the reality that 5 years ago we had a $1.7 trillion budget surplus, and that the headlines in the newspaper were how people in Washington, D.C. were fighting about how to spend our surplus. Let's not forget the reality that we had many years of balanced budgets under a balanced tax plan that benefited largely the middle class and working poor families across this country, instead of the people that George Bush calls his base. I don't think that it is the role of the federal government to turn millionaires into billionaires. And unfortunately, that has been the consistent focus of this administration and their rubber stamps in the United States Congress, and it needs to change.